You know, this is an absolutely fantastic week as we start to move toward this celebration, remembrance of what the Lord Jesus did for us. And of course, we just had Palm Sunday coming up, Good Friday, and then Easter, celebration of the resurrection of Christ. That is the whole, that's the deal. That's why we're here. That's why we do what we do. Without the resurrection of Christ, all of this would be meaningless. It would be a waste of our time. But we believe, by faith, God has saved us, and as a result, we can live our lives intentionally in Him for His glory and the benefit of those that we love around us. It's life transformational. I'm Dr. Randy. Come on in. We're live here in the Intentional Living Studio today, along with Jennifer and Stephen and Gino on Facebook. Thank you, friends from Facebook, joining us. You get an opportunity to share with the whole world today. Those of you listening to our podcast, welcome to our Intentional Living Center. Of course, our radio stations, 100-plus stations around the country. Thank you for being a part of Intentional Living as we focus on something that's so meaningful today, and that is about our faith and our marriage. Faith and our marriage. Faith and our marriage. And I say that repeatedly because, you know, it's not transferable. Your faith doesn't get your spouse saved. Your faith doesn't make that difference in terms of them going to heaven or not. It's a decision each of us have to make in our relationship with the Creator of the universe. And I know that most importantly, according to what the Scripture teaches, is for us to be on the same page in our faith with each other in marriage. And so if you're wrestling with that, here's what I want you to do today. We're going to get into talking a little bit about some Scripture that teaches us what faith is, what faith means, and I'll get to that in a moment. But I'd love to have you call and join those that we already have ready to go and tell me one thing that has helped you in your faith to grow your faith, maybe when you're not on the same page with your spouse, or maybe you are on the same page. What's one thing you've done? One thing that's made a difference? What's one thing you've learned about faith in your marriage? 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Easy enough to remember. Now, I know from our audience all around the country, all around the world, some of you, when you hear the word faith, all sorts of things come to your mind. Faith in what? Faith in who? My faith hasn't worked. What is faith biblically? How is a person saved? Now, let's be really clear here. We see in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 in the New Testament, written by the Apostle Paul. He says, it is by grace you have been saved, underlying grace, God's grace, not your goodness, not your good looks, right? Not your money, not being intentional. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And so don't boast, hey, you know what? I got so intentional. God loves me more than he loves you, and I got saved, and I'm on my way to heaven. Not you losers who don't. That's not the way it works. No? It's by God's grace through faith that we are saved. Now, what is faith? We read in Hebrews chapter 11 in the New Testament, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things that we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It's by hope, by faith. We don't see it. Can't touch it. Some days, wouldn't it be nice if you could? Come on. Being honest, that's just, we're such a material kind of creatures. But it's the evidence of things that we cannot see. In other words, we see faith in action. Then he lists here for us in Hebrews 11 examples of faith and works. And, you know, there's always been a conflict or a battle or a discussion between faith and works. You know, some people say, hey, I work my way. A lot of religions teach that. You got to work yourself into God loving you more. And others just say, well, it's just by faith. I'll sit in the corner and I don't have to do anything. And yet the Bible instructs us that we are to work out our salvation, it says. We're to work out our salvation. Please understand, he's not saying to us there that we are to earn our salvation by our good works. All right? It says to us in Philippians chapter 2, dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you, Paul says, and now that I'm away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Now, I know we got to get to the callers here in a moment, but I got to get this settled and straight biblically what faith is. Not by your good works, not by being intentional, by God's intentional love for you and by you inviting Him into your life. And if you haven't done that today, what a week to do this as we come to this remembrance of the death and resurrection of Christ. But you know what? It's very clear once we become a follower of Christ, we got to get into gear to live our lives intentionally for Him. Here's what it says in Hebrews. By faith, Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. He did something. He brought an offering. Verse 7, by faith, Noah built a boat, a large boat, to save his family from the flood. He acted. Yeah, by faith. You talk about faith. Can you imagine spending dozens of years building a boat in a desert where they've never seen water before? They must have thought he was nuts. But by faith. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham obeyed God when he called him to leave home and go to another land. Have you ever acted like that? I mean, you really know that God's leading you in a way? I mean, being aware that it's from God, not from a deceptive spirit here. Verse 17, by faith, Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice. Wow, that's unbelievable. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months when he was born. By faith, Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. What we see in Scripture is this, and this is what is so important that I really want to communicate today, is that God does all the saving, but we do all the living. And you and I got to make a decision every day. Are we going to trust God by faith enough in our marriage, for instance, to say, hey, listen, I'm going by faith, I'm going to step out. What one thing have you done by faith in your marriage, trusting God? Maybe to be on the same page, or you're doing this together. We want to hear your faith story today. That's what intentional living is about. Maybe by faith, you've decided to make a difference in how you handle your money. You're going to just trust God to be more intentional in what you do and give God the glory. By faith, as it comes to parenting, you're going to trust God in some area of your life with those kids that maybe you haven't been able to in the past. And trust doesn't mean you sit on your hands. But by faith, just like these characters in the Hebrews chapter 11, they acted. They followed through. So, all right, why don't you join in? Great discussion here. We're live today, 888-888-1717. Love to hear from you. Let's go to the phones. Where am I going here first? Sue in Georgia, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. How are you?
Good. Good. Go right ahead. We're talking about faith and marriage today. What have you learned? What's going on?
Right. Well, my husband just passed away Saturday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And so the only thing that I did throughout our whole marriage is that I prayed without ceasing because, you know, the Lord kept telling me to do that. My husband was an alcoholic, and he had drank for years and years. And at the end, he had dementia and a lot of other problems. But the Lord took him quickly and had mercy on his soul. And I thank the Lord for that. And I just pray. When I can't do anything else, I just pray all the time.
Yeah.
Every day, every minute.
So you couldn't fix him, you couldn't change him, but you could pray for him.
Yes, that's right. That's what, when you can't do anything else, yeah, you can do that.
Well, even when we can do something else, it's good to do that, isn't it, every day? How are you doing, Sue, today?
Not real good, but, you know, the Lord's given me strength.
Yeah. So. Do you have a support system, a church, friends?
Uh-huh, I do. I have a great church, I do. And I have family, I do.
Well, let me pray for you, Sue. Is that okay?
Yes.
Lord, I do pray for Sue. Nothing, I can't think of anything worse than the loss that comes when, even when it's expected. as we go through these losses in our life, and this is a biggie, I just pray you'll continue to stand with, next to, and encourage Sue in this journey of hers. And allowing her to shout out a testimony today that she continued to trust you during all those years of difficulty in her marriage. And we pray others listening today who are struggling will receive that message by faith, continue to pray, and then live intentionally in you. Amen. Sue, thank you for calling. Many people will be praying for you today, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Randy. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Talking about faith. And in marriage, in particular, you know what? What you just heard from Sue is what we call intentional living. In its basic, raw reality, praying every day. That's an intentional act. Just saying, I choose to pray intentionally and trust God. What's something you've been learning in marriage? Getting on the same page in your faith? We got some calls coming up talking about communication. A husband who's not a believer. We're going to talk about how to be a good listener. These are some things from callers coming up, and you can join in. 888-888-1717. Don't go away.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Yes, I'd like to thank you for the goodness that you brought into my life, and I am subscribing to Intentional Living. The whole program is based on Christ, and I think it's a great systematic way in order to help people order their lives in Jesus. And I think that's the integral message, is Jesus Christ. God bless and have a good day.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for your support. You know, we have friends who have been joining us over the last several weeks here. Carol from Michigan, thank you for being a part of the ministry. Carol, Mike from Platteville, Wisconsin. Jeff joined us from Albuquerque, beautiful Albuquerque, New Mexico. Robert joined us from Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it, Sally. And Linden, Michigan. And here's Ruth from Lee Summit, Missouri. Have joined us in support of the ministry, and we're coming up on our annual fundraiser time. And I just want to thank those of you who've been a part of the ministry. And we're doing something kind of cool and special. We have a special drawing going on for everyone. You can get your name in. We have a special gift we're going to make available with a drawing. You can find out more about it when you go to our website at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And everybody's welcome. Certainly when you join in support, you're welcome. You'll be automatically entered to that drawing. And of course, anyone can. And that includes you. So just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. All right. Let me go to Mary in Arizona. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
I appreciate your call. What have you been learning about getting on the same page and faith and marriage and how that all works in your life?
Well, my first husband passed away in 97, and 10 years later, I was very blessed with a beautiful man, godly man, that I married in 2007. And the past 7 years, he's had very severe mobility challenges and has been living in chronic pain daily. Mm. And it's been a real struggle. Just not only financially, just going through all these tests, and he's had 3 surgeries, and I guess the most painful thing for me is we haven't been out to dinner or to church since January 26th of 2017. Wow. So it's been really difficult to see a lot of other people, you know, just enjoying their marriage and enjoying their life with their spouse when I can't.
And that's something you certainly didn't expect would happen, yet here it is. How has this impacted your faith?
It's really strengthened my faith because it makes the little things so important. You know, he has a friend go get, you know, cards, like birthday cards and Valentine cards, and you know, he does what he can with the resources that he's able to. And I've had to kind of rely on a good friend, my good friend. We travel together, and then my brother travels a little bit with me, and that really is very helpful. I'm very active in the choir, and I joined a caregivers support group at my church, which also has helped me. But then I think the greatest thing is just the Word of God. You know, it is our hope. And I just know that we're not through here. You know, God has a plan, and he's not finished with us. My husband's going to have an amazing testimony as he progresses through these different procedures and surgeries. He just had neck surgery, and that one turned out really well. But he has a lot of sacrum buttocks pain, and he's had prior lower back surgery twice. And so we're still in the investigative stages, but it's just been such a long journey. And as a young woman, it's very hard to, you know, see my husband walking with a walker for the past 6+ years and just in a lot of pain.
So I heard two things, Mary. One is I heard that you've been intentional in staying involved in your church and in service to others, and also staying in God's Word. These have been two things that have helped you.
Yes.
Made a difference. That's good.
Absolutely. And Jesus is the way. He is the truth. And I know that his word is true, and he has promised us that by his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
So we claim. It's amazing how my husband was going to be doing a different type of surgery, but that door closed, and the neck surgery became very apparent that was the next step that he needed to take. Yeah. And so, he was experiencing very severe dizziness, and he felt like he was going to pass out, and his discs were pushing into the spinal cord on the scan, and so it's a good thing. We just listened. We listened to the Lord's prompting, and he pursued the surgeon that God actually prompted him to pursue, and now he's in recovery. He had surgery on his neck, fusing two levels, March 6th.
Well, he's blessed to have you in his life. I would imagine he would echo that. He's blessed to have you there being faithful. A lot of times people say, I've had enough, bail out, can't take it, don't deserve this. And yet you've said, hey, I'm here, going to trust God. I'm going to stay involved in growing my faith, reading the Bible, being involved in service to others. Listen, folks, you want to hear what intentional living is? Mary's intentional living. That's an intentional life. It gets down into the realities where the rubber meets the road, as they say. There's where you make the decision if you're going to be intentional or not in your faith. Because life is hard. It can kick you squarely in the teeth, right? And in those moments, it's a decision we make of how we're going to choose to live. And so Mary's giving us an example of what it means to be intentional in our walk with Christ. All right. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it a whole lot. You can join us. What's one thing you've learned about your faith, about yourself? But not only, you don't even have to be going through all physical types of things. Maybe you and your spouse are on the same page and things are going really well. What's one thing you've learned about the power of faith getting on the same page? Or if you're wrestling, what's one thing that's helped you to deal with that? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Anna, hang on. We'll get to your calls in just a moment.
I came across intentional living. I went through a very difficult time, and my word for the year was intentionality. And being able to hear a radio station that promotes or encourages intentionality was like, thank you, Lord.
Maybe you're like Patricia. Life has been difficult, but listening to Intentional Living encourages you and helps you get through your day.
With your support, people like Patricia have the tools to live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want.
As we approach our spring fundraiser, support the Ministry of Intentional Living. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
So don't wait. Give $30 a month or more, or a special gift of $360, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, we encourage you to do that. You know, that monthly gift of a dollar a day is going to make a big difference, $30 a month. But I want you all to know that everybody who joins us in monthly support, whatever God lays on your heart, maybe you're not capable of doing that right now. I want you to get access to this material to be a blessing to you. And we're making it available to our monthly donors, those of you who are joining us in monthly support. Just go, as you just heard Kurt mention, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. All right? And you can join me here on the air. We're talking about faith, the power of faith. What do you have faith in Christ? Has God made a difference in your life? Is it evident as in your marriage? In what way? It could be you have a fantastic marriage. We'd love to hear some stories of those who've said, hey, you know, we've both of us stayed faithful, and here's what we've learned. Here's one thing we're doing to keep this marriage strong, because I'll tell you what, none of us are totally immune from the disasters that can occur in marriage relationships when we get away from what God's intention is. This is your opportunity to give a shout out for what God's been doing through faith in your life and your marriage. 888-888-1717. Anna, hi there.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Randy. The two intentional things I've learned, and I'm 80 years old. Number one, the most important decision you can make in your life is trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Mm-hmm. The second most important decision is who you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
Amen.
The first decision I made at 7.5 years old. The second decision was a poor decision. I made it at just 19. I thought he was a believer, but he was not. And after 20 years of marriage, and three affairs, we ended up in divorce, but I have two amazing children from that marriage. My parents did not want me to get married at 19, nor did they want me to marry him. And of course, at 19, I think I know everything. You know, mm-hmm. My parents got so much smarter about 20 years later after the divorce. But you know what? They never, ever said to me, "We told you so." My daddy was a Baptist preacher, but he was a saint. And I can't wait to get to heaven to tell him how sorry I am for some of the poor decisions that I made. But I can tell you that going through that divorce has made me a stronger woman. It has made my faith stronger, because I'm still single after 41 years of being single, but I'm not alone. The Lord has been with me. Even when I, for a time, stopped going to church because some of the people in the church, I don't know if they thought divorce was a sickness or a disease, and if they associated with me after the divorce that they might catch it. I really don't know. But Dr. Randy, I can tell you, I stopped going to church totally for a while after the divorce, and the secular world was more friendly to me than some of the people in the church. Be careful about judging anybody, you know. And
yeah, right.
But from then on, anytime I saw a woman come into the church alone, Anna was all over her. You know, I see you're here by yourself. you know, are you widow? Are you divorced? Does your husband not come to church? And come and sit with me. If I saw a lady sitting alone, I mean, it was a joke in my church in Colorado. And anyway,
there goes Anna.
That's what they would say. There goes Anna. She's after another single woman. But I would tell them, and I try not to give advice because everybody's situation is different, but I would tell them two things that I know for sure. Number one, if a woman's going through a divorce, number one, God will get you through this if you stay close to Him. And when you come out on the other side of this divorce, you will be stronger than you were before if you stay close to God. And I have seven grandchildren, but five of them are adults. They are married. They chose spouses who were Christians. Dr. Randy, I'm so blessed. That song, I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed, got this heartbeat in my chest. I have to sing that every day because I can't even count my blessings. And I've got 14 now great-grandchildren, and my daughter homeschooled those five children all the way through graduation, and they are believers, and they've chosen spouses who are believers. And my experience, perhaps, I hope, help them to see you better make that first decision to trust Jesus, and then that second decision, who you want to spend the rest of your life with, you better make those intentional.
Amen. Listen, that is intentional living. She just gave you, at 80 years old, the best advice somebody of you are ever going to get in life. The first decision, to be intentional in giving your life to Christ. And secondly, if you're not married, move slowly, pray about it, think long and hard, and trust God, because that's a big decision. All right. I love it, Anna. What enthusiasm. 80 years old. She's ready to go. Listen, we're talking today about faith and relationships and marriage in particular. We're going to do a second part of this show. We'll be coming up on April 1st. We're wrapping up today live, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to reopen the phone line. So hang on, those of you who've been calling. You can join us right now. I want to hear how faith in Jesus Christ has made a difference in your life, in your marriage, in your relationship. Maybe things have been going great. Maybe you've been wrestling. Maybe you had to make some decisions in your life. How has faith in Christ made a difference? That is intentional living. Call now, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number. We're going to talk about marriage communication tomorrow. Hope you'll come back and join us here at the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy for Jennifer, Stephen, and Gino. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.